Welcome to This Mother Means Business, a podcast for ambitious entrepreneurial mothers unapologetic in their desire to have it all. I'm your host, Laura Sinclair. I'm a serial entrepreneur, marketing expert, business mentor, and mom of two, obsessed with real conversation and deep connection around the insane journey that is raising babies and building businesses. Each week, I'll bring you incredible guests and solo episodes while refusing to shy away from the harsh truths and challenges that come along with managing the titles of mom and CEO. But don't worry, we will celebrate the big moments too. I'm here to show you what's possible in your life and business, and will bring you actual tools, tricks, and stories that will take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, in your business, and in your parenting journey. I want nothing more than to see you win, and will always have your back in this process, even if it comes with just a little bit of tough love. Ready for today's episode? Grab your favorite drink and let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of This Mother Means Business. Today, I want to talk about work-life harmony, work-life balance, and specifically some of the strategies that I'm using right now in my life to help me find some sense of balance between motherhood and entrepreneurship. I think, you know, I'm hesitant about using the word balance because I think I'm not sure that I believe in the word balance. I think balance is largely like a mythical unicorn. Harmony is something that I really try to achieve more. And so today I'm going to talk to you about six different things that I use in my life that I commit to so that I can have some moments of sanity in the journey of building my multiple businesses and raising my two children. And I think that this episode comes from a bit of a unique perspective because I currently have a broken leg. And so there's a few of these things that have really felt amplified for me as I navigate having a broken leg and all of the things that come with that, because that in itself has been a really unique experience. And I'm 2 weeks into having a broken leg at this point. I'll be about a month into it by the time this episode drops. And I'll definitely be recording an episode about everything that I've learned from that experience and continue to learn. I'm amazed at how much has come up in, you know, just the 2 weeks. And so you can look forward to that episode where I sort of take you through everything that's come up and the lessons from the universe, so to speak, as it relates to my broken leg. But I want you to know that one of the biggest things that's come through for me so far is just how loud and how necessary some of these strategies are. And so I hope that they are supportive and helpful for you. So if you are in agreement with these, I love that. And if you're not, as always, take what's for you and leave the rest, right? And when I talk about the strategies and the things that work for me, it's coming from the perspective of my life. And my hope is that there's at least one of these things in here for you that feels like you can implement it into yours. And so if I can do that today, then I will consider this episode a win. But the first strategy, the first thing that I've really had to come to grips with and come to be comfortable with as a mom and entrepreneur is the idea of dropping balls that will bounce. And so for me, this is really about understanding like what is really going to smash if I drop it and what is going to bounce. So things that are going to smash for me in my life if I drop that ball are things like my relationships, my relationship with my partner, my relationship with my kids, my relationship with myself, right? If I drop the balls that are going to smash, like the things that inherently keep me whole, that's going to be a big problem, right? And so when I think about that, it's like, if I don't exercise for 2 weeks, if I don't eat healthy foods, if I don't do the things that I need to do for my mental health, like do my cold plunge, which I haven't been able to do any of those things with a broken leg, those are balls that are going to smash. And those, when they smash, that's when I start to suffer, right? And so when I think about balls that will bounce in my business, it's things like deadlines. A lot of the time, deadlines will bounce, guys. We are in control of the deadlines. We have the ability to push back clients. We have the ability to change things. I think the only deadline that might smash is if you're scheduled to do a presentation with a client or an in-person event that you can't change, right? As entrepreneurs, we have the ability to move things back. Other balls that will bounce for me are things like social media content. And this season, I'm going to be doing a lot more stories than a lot than I am going to be doing, you know, reels and feed posts. A couple reasons. One, I can't walk. So shooting video is a little tricky. Even just being able to get into my podcast station today was very tricky. And the second one being, I don't really have the energy for it. I'm really just doing what's essential. That's a ball that's going to bounce, right? I can go on my stories and not have to worry too much about reels because social media will bounce, okay? Other balls that will smash, obviously relationships with your employees, right? But really starting to think about what actually matters, what actually has to happen, and taking real stock of that. Because I think as moms, as entrepreneurs, we are constantly juggling a whole lot of balls. And so I want to give you permission to drop a couple of them. You don't have to be perfect. And I think that it's impossible to try to do that. And for me, in any season where I found myself trying to keep all of the balls in the air, like nothing goes well for me. And so, you know, if it means that I left the dishes overnight, or I didn't post on my social media for a little while, or, you know, I reschedule a community connection call, or, you know, anything like that, it's all going to come back to me. And so really just knowing for yourself in your life, like, what are those balls that are going to smash? What are those priority things that have to happen? And I do not accept that it's everything. It's not everything, right? It's not everything. There are balls in your life and in your business that are going to bounce. So drop them. Let them bounce. Okay, the second one, when I think about strategy, and this is going to sound overly basic, but it's actually asking for help. And I thought that I asked for help until I broke my leg. And I have had to ask for help more in the last 2 weeks than I have ever asked for help in my entire life. And maybe, and at least in my entire adult life, I am an incredibly proud individual who tries to do everything and figure it all out. And even though I tried to ask for help, for the first time, I've had somebody drive my kid to school, pick my kid up from school, take my kid to activities, make food for me, right? Like, I am like really having to ask for help right now. And it's been really interesting to open up and just see how little I have actually asked for help in the past. Even though I delegate things and I, you know, have team and I have people that come to my house, I haven't asked anyone for anything real. You know, when I think about, gosh, you know, the level of stress sometimes where it's like I'm on a call from at 3 and I have to pick up my kid at 3:25 and I'm watching the clock tick. I could very easily just message the mom who lives around the corner from me that's been driving my kid to school for the last couple of weeks and say, hey, do you mind picking up Hannah from school? That would have solved all of that, but I've never asked for that kind of help before. And so what I would really just encourage you to do is, like, why are you not asking for help that you could? And I think for me, one of the interesting pieces is, like, you know, I have all these people that I've offered to help, which is incredible during this season. But the lesson is really taking you up on it. I think, you know, receiving help from someone that's saying, like, let me know if I can do anything, that can be hard, but you really have to ask for it, right? Like, ask for the thing that you want. And I think as women, as moms, I genuinely thought I was good at this and I've broken my leg and I realized I'm trash at it. And so it's something that I'm really having to continue to do. And people are willing to help. Not everyone. I will tell you more about that when I record the episode about my broken leg in a couple weeks. But not everyone's willing to help, but there are people that are. And so figure out who those people are in your life and ask for it, right? Like, people are willing. It doesn't mean, is it inconvenient for them? Probably. But they are willing. And for the most part, it's going to free up so much space for you. And most people are just happy to do that. Right? You don't have to break your leg to ask people for help. And so, you know, this is the thing that certainly forced me into it, but you don't have to break your leg to ask people for help. People are willing to help you, especially other moms and other people that are in similar seasons of their lives. Like, let's help each other out. Okay. The third one is around boundaries. And this is one of the strategies that I've used for a really long time in my business. And again, this is something that's going to shift for me over the next couple of weeks as I sort of get back into being able to walk, but, and being able to, you know, put my full energy into my business. But I think one of the things that is, I find in my work as a mentor and working with other moms, is that a lot of us lack boundaries and lack strong boundaries. A lot of people pleasing tendencies start to come up, especially as mom entrepreneurs, where we try to do too much. We're trying to make too many people happy. We're trying to give too much. And in that, we actually drain ourselves and leave nothing for ourselves. We just have the scraps left for ourselves at the end of the day. And so when I think about the boundaries that I have to set, this as a strategy for me, is especially around like who I'm giving my energy to, right? Knowing the difference between a person that gives you energy and takes energy from you. And so I have really, really solid boundaries around the people that take energy from me. Certainly in my life, I haven't always done that well in my business. And that's something that I will absolutely be changing moving forward, is that I'm happy to give people my energy, but if they also drain it at the same time, that's really difficult. And so boundaries around people is really important, right? Who you give yourself access to, but also boundaries around time, how you spend it, what you prioritize. Because the reality is we do not all have the same 24 hours. We are not all Beyonce. We have different lives, different supports, different systems in place. And so being able to really leverage strong boundaries is essential for your ability to find any sense of balance or harmony in your business, right? If you're constantly pouring yourself, shape-shifting yourself into other people's boxes and other people's requirements and requests and demands of you, you will be exhausted and you will have nothing left for yourself, for your kids, for your partner, if you have one, right? Like none of that is good. And I say a lot of the time, you know, my business exists to serve me, not the other way around, because I don't desire to build a business that I'm a slave to. I just don't. I'm going to build a business that allows me to live the life that I want to live. Does that mean that I'm not going to work hard and there's not going to be times where, you know, I'm doing more than maybe I want to or more than maybe I should? Yeah, of course, that's going to happen. There's seasons for that. But I think holding boundaries around people, time, places, my yeses, my nos, right? Making sure that all of that is in lockstep, all of that is tightened up, is the key to being able to, you know, create harmony in your life. And for me, you know, yes, it is riding a horse. Yes, it is going to the spa. Yes, it is being able to exercise. Those are things that I need to make time for. Also my kids, right? And so my business allows me to do those things because I have strong boundaries. And my clients are all well aware of what my boundaries are. And it works great for all of us, right? By me, you know, one of the biggest gifts and one of the things that I've realized is when I enforce boundaries with my clients, it actually gives them permission to enforce boundaries with theirs. It gives them permission to take time off, to say no, to push a deadline, right? And so, or to manage scope creep. And so it's really an opportunity for my people to use that too. And so boundaries is another really big one, right? In terms of you can't not have boundaries, and you can still be a really good person and have absolutely solid boundaries, right? Having boundaries, saying no, doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you a person that is invested in your well-being, invest in the well-being of your family, your business, right? And the people that you love. So when I think about boundaries, boundaries are such a big gift. And if you're a person that, you know, has struggled to set them, I would love to have a conversation with you about how we can make those more solid for you. But know that boundaries are designed to protect both you and the other person, right? Because ultimately, if you're around a person that continues to drain you, it can be really hard for progress to happen and really hard for you to move in the direction you want to move. So that's three so far, right? Balls that bounce, managing our balls that bounce. We want to make sure we're asking for help and like really asking, and then setting those really solid boundaries and not wavering from them. I'll be honest, I've broken some boundaries this year. It's March. This will drop in April, but it's April and I've already broken some boundaries this year and I'm pretty disappointed with myself for doing it. And when we break our boundaries, usually the only person that ends up with the short end of that stick is you, right? And it's me in this department. And so it's been a good reminder for me to reset those and hold those. Okay, we're halfway there. Three more to go. Okay, the next one for me is the company that you keep. And this is not dissimilar to boundaries, but it's really, you know, who are you surrounding yourself? And I really think about the other mom entrepreneurs, the people that I've intentionally created friendships and relationships with are essential for me in maintaining my harmony and balance. Not only because I have other people that understand what it's like to be in my lived experience, right? Other people that I can say open and openly and honestly like what my experience is. But it's also people I can crowdsource information from and learn from in terms of, you know, what are they doing? What are they trying? And how can I implement that in my life? We talk about the village, right? We talk about the village with raising children. I think there's a village in raising mom entrepreneurs, right? We need a village too. And it's not necessarily to just take care of our children, but it's to take care of ourselves and to take care of our businesses. And so in so many ways, the women that I've intentionally sought out as friends, as clients, as mentors, are all people that I really look to as examples of what's possible, but also almost crowdsourcing how do I make this whole balance thing work. And permission too, I think, is another big piece. I think when we think about how we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to show up in the world, there's this big permission piece. And certainly surrounding myself with other women who are just doing the thing has been such an incredible mirror and incredible paving of the way to know that, you know, we're on the right path and that we're safe here, right? And so I would really just encourage you to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are supportive of your dream, people who understand what it is that you're going through. There's an Instagram reel that I've seen a few times over the last couple of weeks that's to the effect of, you know, don't let somebody with a $20,000 a year salary or a $50,000 a year salary step on your million-dollar dream. And so I think that there's truth to that, right? Is it's like, are you surrounding yourself with the people who see your big idea, see your big dream and celebrate it and want to lift it up and say like, yes, that's possible for you? Or are you surrounding yourself with people who are telling you like, no, you can't do that? Because especially as moms, mom entrepreneurs who are trying to do things differently, it can be really, really difficult to surround yourself with people who don't see the vision or who aren't supportive of the vision. And in that can create a lot of stress and a lot of disharmony and disease in your body. And so really being careful about the company that you keep and choosing wisely is something that's been really powerful for me. And I will say, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. My daughter's going to be 7 this year. I would say for me, it's really only in the last 3 years that I've surrounded myself with other mom entrepreneurs and people that really think big. And it has changed how plugged into my dreams and my mission, I really am. So that's something that's been really big for me. And I know that that may not feel like super strategic, but it is. And so one of the things I had a mentor encourage me to do years ago was like, if you want to meet someone, you want to connect with someone, just send them a message, send them a DM. Hey, I really like the work that you're doing. Are you open to connect? Hey, I think we're on similar missions. Hey, I think you're really awesome. Are you open to connect, right? You can make friends online. If there's nobody in your community, nobody in your local area that you think would be, you know, a friend for you. I've got mom entrepreneur friends all across the world at this point that I get to tap in with. And I do have a couple here locally, but the bulk of my people don't live in this town. And so while joining masterminds and being part of groups like that has been incredible for me for doing that, so has literally just reaching out to people and saying, hey, I think you're really awesome. Can we connect? And, you know, I've met a couple of people even just in the last month that way who, you know, are friends of a friend, or I see a friend on their podcast and I say, you know, hey, I saw so-and-so on your podcast. They're a great friend of mine. I'd love to connect as well. And it's worked out really beautifully. You know, even if it's just making a new friend, if you have the ability to collaborate or do something like that, that's great too. But really just thinking about how are you improving the company that you keep. Number 5 is really thinking about the tasks that we have to get done in a day. And if you're anything like me, you probably have 1 million things going through your brain at any given time. This morning, I woke up at 5:30. I usually get up at 7. And my brain just started to go. I have to make sure that my daughter's registered for summer camp, for the last couple of summer camps that we're trying to get into. I have some clients I need to follow up with. I have some accounting and bookkeeping that I need to do. I need to get my personal tax return done. I need to coordinate who's driving my kids to school this week. Like, it was just, the list was going on and on and on, rattling through my brain. And so if you're anything like me, you're nodding your head like, yeah, that's me. So one of the things that has been really helpful for me is just to make sure that I'm actually getting this out of my head and not just letting it live there. And so I do make lists. I'm a pen and paper, old school girl that way. I love to make lists to write everything down, but sometimes when we write it all down, it starts to look like this really overwhelming group of information that's like, oh my gosh, where do I even start, right? There's so much here. And so one of the exercises that I like to do is I write down everything that I need to do personally, professionally, for the kids, for the household, just all on the same page. I like to use different highlighters, things like that, or just different sections depending on how many pens I have access to. And really just looking at, okay, what is a today task, and giving myself the days of the week that I'm going to achieve those things. So if I were to usually do that on Sunday night, I will try to get it all out of my head, right? I will look at, okay, here's what I'm going to do Monday. Here's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I'm looking at what's mandatory and what's later. Okay, I'm a person that comes up with a lot of big ideas. Do I have to do that idea right now? Or can that wait? Is that mandatory for me, right? Is that mission critical? Is this going to move the needle in my business? Because if it is, I'm going to do that. If it's not, is that something I can push out? And really starting to look at my list in totality in terms of what do I need to prioritize? What can I outsource? What can I, you know, if grocery shopping's on the list, can I do Instacart? Can I have that sent to the house? And really starting to think about all of the to-dos as something that feels a little bit more manageable. And so really doing that weekly brain dump of all of the things that are living in my brain, and then prioritizing which days of the week I'm going to do those things, has been really helpful for me. And, you know, for me, I'm not a person that does really well in the minutiae. I'm a visionary, I'm a high-level thinker. And so it took some time for me to get into the rhythm of actually getting it all out of my brain and taking the time, because then that feels like a task in itself sometimes, right? It's like, okay, I got to take 30 minutes and I got to write all of the stuff that's in my head down. It sometimes can feel like another thing. And so really being able to put that, whether that's in the calendar or scheduling it with your partner, I found that to be really helpful, is doing it with my partner so that we both have visibility into what's going on and can share some of the load, is something that's been super helpful. But really thinking about, okay, how can I make my to-do list not feel like it's stepping on me and going to crush me all week? And then also, you know, you drop less balls that are going to break in the process, to go back to the first one. Okay. So last one, the last strategy that I use for finding balance in motherhood and entrepreneurship is just accepting a different pace. And good golly, am I experiencing that right now with a broken leg? But I think in general, right, it's like we don't have the same 24 hours as Beyonce or anyone else. And sometimes the pace is just going to be different, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? And I think trying, if we live in this place where we are trying to run all the time, run faster, longer, harder, metaphorically, of course, is what I'm referring to, you will burn yourself out. And you have to really think about what pace is acceptable or appropriate for you, right? And I think where a lot of us are taught that we need to do so much all the time. And as moms, we do so much all the time, right? When you think about what our work day looks like, it's not the average work day. You know, my day starts at 6:30 in the morning and goes all the way till 8 p.m. And I'm switching between mom, mentor, agency owner, podcast host, chef, housemaid, right? Like all of these roles. Somewhere in there, I'm supposed to take care of myself. And then I switch back into mom mode. And then somewhere in there, I'm supposed to be a good wife, right? It's a long friggin' day. And so like knowing that my days are so long, and I, you know, when I say that, I mean that with love for those days and gratitude for those days. But, you know, I don't have the ability to work for 12 hours at a time. And so it may mean that my business grows at a different pace than someone else. And that's okay, right? And that may mean that my business grows faster than some people, just depending, right? And so accepting a different pace, I think, you know, I'm the last person that will ever make an excuse for not taking action in your business, in your life. I think that that's so important. But at the same time, like accepting that things may happen at a slightly different pace, or that, you know what, it's a different pace than someone else, or that person you look up to, or your mentor, or whoever you've hired, I think is something that has been a really powerful strategy for me, is like this knowing that it's okay if not everything happens this week. It's okay if the thing that I thought I was going to launch in March launches in May. It's okay if, you know what, that big idea that I had doesn't happen until next year because I don't have the capacity for it. And really just accepting like there's going to be seasons for it. My kids are still very young. Depending on where you are in your motherhood season, you maybe have younger kids than mine and have even less capacity than I do. Or maybe your kids are older and you have even more capacity than I do. And that's okay, right? And so it's just really accepting that pace. So those are some of the things that have been helpful for me over the years. And they continue to be loud for me in this season as I navigate motherhood with a broken leg. But to review them, it's really thinking about, you know, knowing what balls in your business and life are going to bounce and which ones are going to break and prioritizing that way. It's asking for help. It's setting those boundaries. It's managing the company that you keep and being selective about that company. It's getting the thoughts out of your head, right? Putting them on paper, navigating which are actually mandatory and which we can push off. And then just accepting that your pace is going to be different than someone else's. And that's totally okay. And so I hope that there was something here that feels like it's worth doing for you. Feels like you're ready to take action on it. Because I think, you know, none of us, the truth is, none of us have it all figured out. We're all learning together. We're all navigating this for the first time. And every season of my business comes with a different season of motherhood. As my kids get older, their needs change or navigating new things. My business ideas change. My business grows in some areas, contracts in others, right? And so thinking about knowing that it's always changing. And so I think that the more we can support each other through these, the better. And so I hope there was one, if there were two or even six, if you're going to take them all, I'll take that as a win. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. And if you love this episode and know of other ambitious entrepreneurial mothers who would love to be part of this community, it would mean the world to me if you shared our podcast with them. Take a screenshot of this episode, text it to them, or share it to your Instagram stories and tag me so I can thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I love you, I appreciate you, and I am cheering for you so big.